I hope you all have the press release. Otherwise, there would be the possibility to get it there. For short, I want to summarize what's happened in the free speech camp. There had been a lot of discussions of members of the free media scene. They defined themselves to be independent from state and commercial companies. And during these days, we discussed how we could get more attention to the problem of the free speech and in comparison with the free market items. And for that, we had we have a proposal here, a proposal for a community media fund who should will be addressed to the institutions of the European Union, and we want this community media fund to help, on the one hand, to support the development of free independent community media in countries where it is weak or non-existent, to finance the production of audio and visual materials, to support free, independent community media where it is under threat, for example, by replacing of confiscated equipment. And this proposal was worked out by the AMAC Europe. It's an organization of community radios and had been discussed on different free media networks, such as the Global Liberty Internet Campaign, or also in the syndicate list. And for this, now I want to ask Eric Luitenberg from Debeli, and I'm also a member of diverse networks, to say a few words to this idea.
Well, my role is rather limited here. I want to briefly contextualize this proposal a bit, just to say in a few words, you know, what is meant with such an idea, where does it come from, and how could it be envisioned also as a model, because this is not some kind of Hayward idea coming out of nowhere. There are actual models that could be applied for this and used for this. The basic idea is that there are certain functions that neither the public broadcasting services as they exist today can take on as a role and responsibility, but that are also not really realized by the market either. These are specifically uses of media and new media that relate to civic interest in the most broad sense of the word. So independent art and culture groups who want to realize certain projects and do not have the proper means to do it, political and ecological campaigns, and groups who want to get a presence in the media landscape, but also very down-to-earth civic community projects, which could be as down-to-earth as a little village who wants to document their own local history in an internet environment or in a media environment. There have been attempts in various media formats, both television, local radio, as well as within the new media structures, to establish things like this. We could point to the free radio systems that have been built up in Germany and in Austria, local cable television and public access channels, but also community media networks such as the Digital City in Amsterdam, or for a while the Internationale Stadt in Berlin served such a function. Now, what is really important for us is that we are now at a point that the internet becomes a widely disseminated medium. In the Netherlands, in a recent survey, it turned out that 48% of the population already has regular internet access, either at home or through the workplace. And when this becomes such a widely distributed medium, it becomes also a place where a lot of the social and cultural discussions take place. Now, it's important that there is some kind of mechanism put in place that makes sure that all kinds of groups in societies can get a voice there. And at the moment, if you look at media policies of the EU, they are almost exclusively dedicated to market development, liberalization, and a creation of legal frameworks as well as other frameworks that promote the market development in this area. But there is no initiative at this point that truly addresses cultural and social issues and create systems and instruments that can support this. So coming from a variety of independent media groups, community media groups, cultural people, I'm more from a cultural background myself, for instance, there is a joint idea now that we are discussing. Wouldn't it be possible to have a fund that supports these kinds of initiatives? We are now no longer, it's no longer necessary in Europe at least to talk about the access question so much, but there is a real question about skills, media literacy of the general public, as well as having means of production to create in this environment. Also thinking of new forms that emerge, such as streaming media, net radio, web TV, all these kind of things. So the idea is to set up a fund. There is a model for this in Amsterdam, my own local community. The cable television network was sold to a company by the city, which delivered a lot of money. And a part of this money was reserved to create an electronic community services fund, to which all kinds of civic initiatives can apply and get money to realize projects in the new media environment. And this model is one possible clear idea of how such a community fund could be envisioned. It's also clear that there are certain dedicated flows of money that could be allocated for this, for instance, out of the revenues that are currently being gathered through the auction of UMTS frequencies. But this is just one kind of example of where money could come from. So this could be implemented, and what we want to do today is discuss the various implications of this proposal, and also then start a discussion with relevant institutions, politicians, European Parliament, about this proposal. The final thing that I want to say is that right now we see, especially in the new media world, an enormous development where the new economy is exploding, and there is an incredible public interest into what the future shape of media is going to be. And in this sense, it is important not to take a passive role on the level of governments and authorities towards the digital cultures, but instead to have a very active role in promoting them. And I want to end with a note of concern about the local developments in Austria, where initiatives such as Public Netbase, but also the free radio, seem to be under threat. So whereas we see that in the private sector, the whole world is booming and exploding and expanding very rapidly, it seems that the public and cultural dimension of this world are not properly supported by various government structures or even actively repressed. And this is a note of real concern that I want to add here. Okay. Alexander?
Yes, are there any questions?
I don't have a question. My congratulations, it's a very good plan. And if I am in the possibilities to give you some support, I can do that. The problem is not for all the people here and for people under 50 or 60 years. I'm 280, And I have since many years a website and entrance and email and so on. But I know that I am the only in Holland in that age.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a problem.
Mm-hmm.
How to make your ideas a reality for people above 60 years?
I think it's an interesting question because there is actually quite a bit of activity, I think, by seniors on the internet.
But only for 50, 60, but elderly people, no.
one of the things is that... I don't know the exact figures, but I heard quite often that it's becoming more and more a very active group on the internet, which is also partly due to the fact that all the people have a lot of time to spend in this environment. The thing is that in context of the idea of establishing community media funds, and there would also be the suggestion that there is an active engagement into creating what is called media literacy, so knowing the tools, knowing how to use the tools. And this could be done through the kind of public education services that you have, like Volkshochschulen in Germany, or in Holland, the kind of community centers. So they could take an active role, or libraries and so on. And related to this is an older idea of having community media centers where you have facilities you can access, sort of integrated into structures like public libraries and those kind of outlets. So these would be proposals that could start to address your question, I think.
I know that, but in Hengelo, that's a town of 80,000 people.
Yeah, I know it.
I think I'm the only there. So what is okay and is good, and I will support it, but it's only for few, very small majority.
Well, but the idea of...
And if you can start a program to... find a large older people, older publicum.
Then I think that this is the question.
I hope you can do that.
Yeah,
I mean, think it, this is the question: if media, if there is only a place for ideas of mass, or if there is also space in the media for minorities.
Yeah.
If there is access, I think this is what puts out. If there is a certain level of democracy in the media landscape, and I think this is what we want to stress.
Okay. Good luck.
another question there.
Tell us more about the problems of the Austrian free media and what you try to do for them at Ars Electronica.
I think you should answer that, Alexander.
Concerning the problems of free media in Austria, there are two examples. On the one hand, the free radios have been cut funds from by the federal government this year by 70%, and they wrote us that this will be the last year that we're going to get money by the federal government. In the new media scene, the best example is Public NetBase, could you help me, Gerfried? What's a
Wirtschaftsprüfung?
Have examination of their bookkeepings, and it's
an audit, financial audit, basically.
Financial
but
audit.
A very strict one.
Yes, it's really a scandal. It's compared with on the other hand, they have a trial by the former lawyer of Jörg Haider. Now he is the Minister of Justice because of it's a censorship thing. And the future of this sector is very undefined, and the media policy of the new government only orients how the influence of market could grew, and they tried to make a turnaround in the whole media landscape. For example, they want to install a new media authority where the present suggestion is to let the chancellor put in the people in this authority, and the head should be put in for his whole life, so if there another government follows, they can't put him away, and such suggestions very, I mean, there nowhere in the world there are comparable examples for such proposals.
Maybe that's better if I answer it, because I'm the responsible person for this. One of the measurements that we were doing, especially also in connection with the local community radios and Radio Froh, is that we not just established such a platform for free speech and discussion like the Free Speech Camp, but that we completely gave this task to Radio Froh and also supplied them with a serious amount of money. So in the moment when the government reduces money from areas, of course other institutions can try to make up a little bit. Of course we are by far not in the position to substitute Radio Froh the money they will lose from the government, and of course not on a long-term basis, but at least with a measurement like this, I think it's a very strong statement that we are giving a group that kind of lost the credibility for the government, because if the government doesn't give the money anymore, this means they don't want to have them. So we enable them to have a very serious presentation and a serious amount of money for their work. Concerning with public netbase, we cannot do very much, because public netbase gets much more money from the government, or at least got much more money from the government than we get from the government. So we are by far not in any position to come up with any financial support or something for public netbase. Nevertheless, I think the whole area, the whole forum that was opened up here with the Free Speech Camp is a very serious and substantial contribution to give these problems a voice, to give these problems a space where it can be made visible.
I would like to add just very briefly about public netbase that internationally we will put out a very clear statement very soon. Express our concern that an internationally recognized important initiative in this expanding field is now being almost, well, their work is basically being made impossible at the moment through various legal as well as financial procedures, as well as a threat that their premises will actually be taken away. This is again an expression of concern that in an era where this whole field of networked communication is expanding so rapidly that the governments, not only the Austrians, shouldn't react in a very panicked way or in a sort of idea that everything can be solved by the market, but instead engage actively in promoting those kind of functions that you cannot possibly expect that the market will serve. And these are especially the cultural and public interest issues.
So, are there any questions left? Otherwise, I'd like to announce that there is the possibility to follow this discussion this afternoon in the Free Speech Camp at 4 p.m. we want to discuss the special topic of convergence and what the new things will give chances or will be dangerous for free media, and the final discussion at 6 p.m. we will discuss about this community media fund and for also how what action plan we could do to give this or take this plan further to the institutions?
I've got two questions. Are you doing the thing next year again? And what's about the audience? What's about the audience?
Of the free speech camp?
Yeah.
We would like to make such comparable festival next year again to stress and to make give the free media platform to meet and make networking, but I think it depends a little bit also from the festival and the audience. It was on the one hand a special audience of the free media scene in Austria and the surrounding states, and our idea to start networking with members of Eastern European countries was very by the members of these states, they was very happy by this idea, and I think it would be interesting to work further on this way to make networking to the Eastern European countries, and to because of the we are near enough to the Eastern European countries that we develop a meeting point in the center of Europe with of media festival, or how you wanna call it.
But please make it a bit more cozy.
A little bit more what?
Cozy. Gemütlich.
Yeah. The weather was this year a little bit hard for us.
Okay.
Okay. That's all, I guess. Thank you for your attention.
Bye.